is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Hello. Changes of have paid greatest attention to the personal safety of the leader Kim Il-sung and recently defended him.
Noting the path to liberation,
Kim Il-sung aroused entire Korean people to the building of a new society. The television edit, under his wise leadership, the Korean people had displayed heroism in the Fatherland Liberation War, compelling the United States to sign an armistice agreement. It stressed he had continued his energetic field of guidance to build a rich and powerful socialist state. The television noted that leader Kim Jong-il is admirably carrying forward a controversial that calls the person Kim Il-sung.
The British Association for the Study of the Kingdom Politics posted on its internet homepage a special write-up illustrated with a portrait of the great leader Kim Il-sung on the earth on the occasion of the 63rd anniversary of Korea's liberation. The homepage says, "Great President Kim Il-sung embarked on the road of the revolution in its teens and indicated the unique road of the national liberation struggle in colony with the bright rays of the Chuseok idea, the great guiding idea of the independent era, and effectively organized and mobilized the Korean people to the sacred anti-Japanese war, and was accomplished by her through the course of Korea's liberation. Today, the seasoned minds of the Korean people to hold the great President Kim Il-sung and Roy Soon as the eternal son of the nation are erected memorial in the infant respect for and trusting respective Kim's meal. The homepage is cast.
For the allegation of educational officials of the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan, headed by Department Director of Central Standing Committee, Ahn Kyung-ok, and other overseas Koreans, laid bouquets before the bronze statue of the great leader, President Kim Il-sung, on Mount Seok in Pyongyang, and paid homage to him on the 17th.
Decathlon gymnast Hong Eun-jin won a gold medal in the long horse of the women's gymnastics of the 29th Olympic Games held in China. In the finals of the footy game, Hong Eun-jin perfectly performed the fast running and the high technical movements, such as 900 degrees jump split, 540 degrees front split, and quarter stepping. Thus, she came first with the highest 15.650 points.
Collected and classified analytical data on thousands of coronaviruses belonging to various subtypes which have been confirmed and publicized in the world in recent years. On this basis, they have laid a scientific and technological foundation for an easy and accurate differentiation of subtypes of HA-34 viruses from 1 to 15.
The U.S. resident Korean's internet newspaper News of Tokyo on the 14th carried an article of its editor calling for payout in the struggle to reunify the country independently and peacefully. The article says, "More than 60 years of black successful defeat of the Japanese imperialists, but the heart of the country has still been under the domination of the United States, and the South Korean people have been forced to live as colonial slaves. The South Korean patriotic people of those decisions have kindled their fierce flames of struggle to wipe out the ruling forces, resist the fugitives of the U.S. imperialists, and realize anti-U.S. independence." The article denounced the looming the government persisting in their aggressive warnings against the North with the backing of the United States as traitors and sycophantic forces. All the Korean compatriots at home and abroad should wage a dynamic struggle to reunify the country independently and peacefully, united under the banner of Bayan National Front, the article states.
The solidarity of New Korean students for the implementation of the June 15th Yuan Declaration in South Korea issued a statement on the 14th, denouncing the Ministry of Unification for hindering the activities of the expedition team of New Korean students for reunification. The statement said, on the 11th, the Ministry of Unification did not permit a Pyongyang visit of the team, comprised of members of the Youth and Students Headquarters of the South Committee for the implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration. The statement criticized the Ministry of Unification for not allowing the trust activities of Youth and Students for exchange, cooperation, and visit under the pretext of a political reason, and described it as an intolerable act against reunification. A recent decision of non-commission clearly shows again that the Leninland government is talking about inter-Korean dialogue, but in actuality, it is totally negating the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, destroying reconciliation and cooperation between the South and the North, and ending national unification, the statement stressed.
The South headquarters of the National Alliance for the Country's Reunification on the Pacific made public a statement under the title, "Let us build a new independent sovereign state with the strength of the people." The statement said the U.S. moves for domination and permanent division are going to rupture in face of the grand march of bio-nationalism, and the independent camp-like resistance of the people continues vigorously despite the harsh tyranny of the authorities. The 60-odd-year long history of division clearly shows that the only way to national association is worthy on the strength of bio-national sense, the statement said, and added. The newly elected federal government must clearly know that it cannot achieve the implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, nor break the will of the Korean people for independent reunification, peace and prosperity. The dictatorial government opposed the June 15th Joint Declaration will be smashed.
The solidarity of youth and students for the implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration in South Korea issued a statement on the 15th and the title, "Suppression of the South Korean Progressive Solidarity is strongly denounced." The statement said, after emergency arrest of the standing managing chairman of the South Korean Progressive Solidarity, the police authorities issued a warrant of arrest to the co-chairman of the organization and locked off the standing co-representative. The Leninland government and the public security authorities are desperately suppressing the South Korean Progressive Solidarity, demanding renegotiations on import American beef, officiate as the wire pulling force of the Kremlin movements, the statement said, and strongly denounced the Leninland government and police for the suppression of the South Korean Progressive Solidarity. The statement said, the solidarity of youth and students for the implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration, together with the entire people, will hold terror-like fire and more wildly until the Leninland government surrenders to the people. And that's the end of the news with both Kim Yuno and Kim Cho. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the Great Leader Kim Jong-un's work. Let us carry out the Great Leader combo to carry through the objections for national reunification. Today we bring you the 9th installment. The most reasonable way to settle the question of Korean reunification smoothly is to unify the country based on federation. Our nation wants to reunify the country as soon as possible in a reasonable way acceptable to everyone. Over half a century has passed since the different systems were established in the North and the South. If, in these circumstances, one side tries to reunify the country under its system, it will further aggravate the state of division, let alone reunification, and end in an irretrievable national disaster. In view of the urgent requirement of our nation and the situation in the country, the best way to reunify the country as soon as possible is to establish a unified nation-state confederation based on one nation, one state, two systems, and two governments. Reunification through federation is a fair and rational way for reunification, which does not attach weight to the advantages or interests of only one side or on any side. Federal reunification will also contribute to removing the danger of war, always hanging over the Korean Peninsula, and ensuring peace and security of the world. If the country is reunified by federation, our nation will establish sovereignty throughout the country and achieve great unity as one nation. Our country will become a unified nation-state, independent, peace-loving, and neutral. The reunified federal state will not infringe upon the interests of neighboring countries and threaten them. We will advance dynamically along the road of national reunification under the banner of the three charters of national reunification put forth by the God Leader Comrade Kim Il-sung without the slightest vacillation in any difficulty and trial. So far we brought you the 9th installment of the Great Leader Kim Jong-un's work. Let us carry out the Great Leader Comrade Kim Il-sung's instructions for national reunification. This is Voice of Korea.
Now, here is an instrumental news from Seoul. We believe in him as our heaven. The song represents the noble ideological sentiments of the Korean people to believe in and follow only respect to the Kim Jong-il to the end.
Is she still in the reception room?
Receptionist, deputy official, turning back. Yes, of course, he said, coming up the stairs and taking the reception book and the pencil from the girl. Stooping over the low desk, he filled in the form as the pupil required. Straightening up, he asked what else he had to write. Your name and occupation, sir, answered the girl. He again stopped and wrote, Kim Il-sung, chairman of the People's Committee of North Korea. The girl's face tumbled forth of fresh red. How foolish I am, she said to herself, not to recognize the general. Without facing any certain repentance, the chairman and the pupil from the book Anecdotes of Jameson's Life, Volume 1, This is Voice of Korea. The leader is the eternal son of people.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, this time, Voice of Korea presents its reporter's account of his visit to the International Financial Exhibition in Mount Byeongchang, a celebrated mountain of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
International Friendship Exhibition tells a voice of human sincerity.
Looking around the sincere gift presented to great leader to a song by world people. This time, you listen to the 15th program. The attention is turned from the gift presented by the world progressive to President Kim Il-sung, who landed in Mississippi Falls to the cause of global independence. First, we stop here for the ivory sculpture, Two Soldiers, presented to President Kim Il-sung by the precious stone sculpture production close to the tip of Shanghai of China. The sculpture vividly represented a soldier of the Korean People's Army and a soldier of the Chinese People's Volunteers.